It's kind of a predictable trope at this point. If Donald Trump was not your choice of president, you might be thinking, only half-jokingly, Canada. You're not alone, as Late Show host Stephen Colbert demonstrated last night.
Now, a lot of folks are very casually throwing around the idea of moving to Canada, you know? I know, Canada, the language of France with the culture of Minnesota. Beautiful country, you're welcome. But don't reach for your passport yet, because last night, as the election returns were coming in, the Canadian immigration website crashed.
That is, in fact, true. The Canadian government immigration website had a spike of about 100,000 people going onto the site, and it crashed. The site is back up and sputtering along now, but it's not as easy as packing up your things and just driving north. The World's Canada desk, Andrea Crossan, joins me now in the studio. So what's the deal, Andrea? Why can't we just move?
Hey, Marco. So, yeah, it is, in fact, possible to move to Canada, but like it is here in the U.S., there are some hurdles to jump over to get there. Canada has committed to allowing 300,000 immigrants next year. So let me break down the numbers for you. What that means is that there are 40,000 spots that are for refugees, 80,000 for people if you are related to a Canadian. For the other people that they're going to allow in as immigrants, it's for skilled workers. So if you have a good job offer in Canada, then start packing your bags. If you don't, it could be a very, very long wait.
Wow. So what about marrying a Canadian? Could that speed things up?
It could put you on the list. It is going to still take a few months to do that. You could, in fact, get onto a dating app called Maple Match. It's matching Americans to Canadians, so you could just swipe north. Maple Match profiles have the option for listing your citizenship status and which citizenship you'd be interested in obtaining.
Wow, it sounds though like a path to Canadian citizenship for Americans is not that easy. On a serious note, how are Canadians viewing this week's election results here?
It is kind of a mixed bag north of the border. It's hard to imagine for Canadians that there's going to be the kind of bromance that there is currently between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Obama. However, Canada is still the U.S.'s largest trading partner, and that is underpinned by NAFTA. And as we know, Donald Trump has said over and over again during the campaign that this is the worst deal in history and that he would want to renegotiate or end the North American Free Trade Agreement. So today, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau actually announced that he would be willing to talk about renegotiating NAFTA if that is what Donald Trump wants to do.
But renegotiating NAFTA, tearing it all up, I mean, wouldn't that be a big blow to the Canadian economy? Who would win?
It would be a huge blow. Most industries, this would be devastating too. However, there is one exception. Donald Trump has talked about allowing the Keystone XL oil sands pipeline to proceed.
As for moving to Canada, sounds like any Americans who want to do that, they're pretty much stuck on this side of the border.
Yeah, you know what? We have managed a long and very healthy relationship between Canada and the U.S., but it also means that we stay on our side of the tracks, you stay on yours. And for Canadians, we never want to be seen as your consolation nation. You know, you can't just come north if things aren't working out down here.
Yeah, when it comes to French fries, though, I got to get up to Quebec for the poutine. Andrea Crossan, our one-woman Canada desk, thank you for the guidance.
Thank you.
And here's comedian Stephen Colbert one more time with that same advice.
Everybody out there, every American who's thinking of like, oh, I'm going to go to Canada, you don't get to flee to another country when things get rough here. Being an American citizen is like family. You're in it whether you like it or not. I mean, for Pete's sake, at Thanksgiving, when Uncle Ernie hits the highballs and starts saying racist things about the help, you don't storm off from the table and move next door. You stay and elect him commander-in-chief.